Welcome to the More Attention, Less Deficit podcast. This episode is The Relief of Being Diagnosed. Wow, that explains a lot. After years of falling short, it can be a real relief to have an explanation for those difficulties that isn't a character indictment. This is equally true for the person with ADHD as it is for his family members. The book, More Attention, Less Deficit, Success Strategies for Adults with ADHD, is available at addwarehouse.com and pretty much everywhere else. But if you enter coupon code 19380, my zip code, at addwarehouse.com, you'll save 25%. I'm psychologist Dr. Ari Tuckman, author of More Attention, Less Deficit, and Integrative Treatment for Adult ADHD, a practical, easy-to-use guide for clinicians. For more information about either book, archives of this podcast, links to past presentations, handouts, and information about upcoming teleclasses and presentations, check out adultadhdbook.com. As you may know yourself, many adults feel a tremendous sense of relief once they are finally diagnosed with ADHD. After years of struggle, they finally have a better explanation than having a bad attitude, being selfish, or needing to try harder. Even if they didn't know about ADHD, they certainly knew about the problems it caused and how it made them feel different from everyone else. After years of not knowing why they are having so much trouble and why the strategies that seemed to work for others didn't work for them, it can feel as though a giant weight is lifted to finally have a good explanation. Romantic partners and family members may also feel better for knowing, since by the time someone shows up in a clinician's office, they've usually tried all sorts of other solutions, with not enough to show for it. They've run out of ideas, and they're looking for something new. There are times when having an answer, any answer, is better than not knowing. At least if you have an answer, you can begin to do something about the situation, or at least wrap your head around it. In fact, that's the whole point of getting a diagnosis. It tells you what to do to change the situation. If you discover that the cause of your struggles is ADHD, then you know that certain strategies are likely to be helpful, just as a diagnosis of anxiety or whatever suggests other strategies. Accurate diagnosis guides effective treatment. It means less wasted time. You don't need to reinvent the wheel to figure out how to do better in your life. Until you have that specific and accurate diagnosis, you're shooting in the dark, trying to figure it all out yourself, rather than relying on the accumulated wisdom of those who came before you. Don't do more work than you have to. I often say that getting diagnosed with ADHD is a total game changer, and I see it in the faces of my clients. Not only does it change your life going forward, as we just talked about, but it also changes your understanding of what's already happened in your life. It doesn't change the facts, but it does change your understanding of those facts. It explains why certain things were difficult for you and why the strategies you tried just didn't work consistently enough, no matter how hard you tried at them. This is huge. You no longer need to blame yourself for your struggles or make it out to be a matter of character. As I discuss clients' pasts with them, I often tell them that things really couldn't have worked out any differently for them without being diagnosed first. It would have been great if it had, but I just can't see how it could have happened. This doesn't mean that you have to be happy about having ADHD or about the situations that blew up on you. Probably nothing will make those into good situations, and I'm not suggesting that you should pretend that they were better than they actually were. But there's a lot to be said for understanding how your particular brain wiring made certain situations and outcomes much more likely. It's still unfortunate, but it's nobody's fault. It's still disappointing, but no one is to blame. It's still sad, but it's no longer confusing. You now have a better explanation for these difficulties, one that hopefully allows you to come to some peace about your past, disasters and all. This is far better than sitting with a burning anger at yourself, the universe, or your parents. A little guilt and shame is a good thing. It keeps us honest. But too much is not a good thing. Actually, it's destructive. It makes us feel horrible and tends to make us more likely to do other unproductive things in order to soothe the emotional pain. So this isn't just roses and sunshine stuff to make you feel better. Letting go of that old self-blame will make you more likely to apply yourself more effectively to today's challenges. The past is what it is, but what are you doing today? Applying this new knowledge to your ADHD and doing even just a little better as a result can be a great way to leave the past in the past. It doesn't change what happened, but at least you can leave it behind because it doesn't apply as fully anymore. So getting diagnosed with ADHD changes how you see yourself, how you understand your past, and what you can do about your future. And that's awesome. So keep learning as much as you can about ADHD. It won't all be fun or easy, but it is good for you. And it sure beats the alternative. Whatever your past was, your future can be different. I've gotten a lot of good feedback about the book More Attention, Less Deficit, and, you know, I really appreciate that. I always appreciate it when someone takes a minute to let me know. So if you have found the book helpful, maybe ask your local bookstore to carry it. There's something about being able to flip through a book before buying it that's, you know, really helpful. My hope is that others who find the book on the shelf will also find it helpful. Now, our next episode will be The Right Tool for the Job, Using Technology for Good, Not Evil. There are all sorts of tools out there to help us be more productive. Tools and technology can be part of the solution, but they can also be part of the problem. So we'll talk about how to use them for good. Until next time, thanks for lending me your attention.